Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It's a good Monday morning. Start to the work week with a little JJ.
Little Janet Jackson.
7:10 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at a very muggy 70 degrees already, hitting a high today of 90.
Ooh.
You could cut the heat with a knife.
That's
like they do in a cartoon. They could cut the fog with a knife and remove that square. It's that humid outside. But it's all right. We'll cool things down for you right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. And we are also live on Facebook. We're streaming there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m.
Well, if you are hot and you want to cool down, this next guest right here can do the trick.
Definitely.
Panther Heating and Cooling. Mike Gettings joins us on Palmetto Mornings, and good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Lucas. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, man. Well, when it's hot like this, you want to make sure your systems are working correctly in your house.
Correct.
Right?
We do. You know, it's funny. I was thinking those thunderstorms that come through at night, you know, really makes it muggy after that.
It's
been a crazy time, up and down with the weather. But, yes, we're in it for... You know, making sure folks can stay comfortable.
And it never fails that your AC unit always goes out when it's hot like this or on a holiday on a Friday night,
it
right?
Does.
That's
it does.
Right.
It doesn't happen on a Monday morning.
Right.
You don't plan for these things.
That's right. We worked all weekend to keep people comfortable.
Man.
Very good.
Well, Mike, you and all the folks here at Panther Heating and Cooling have come up with a great plan to help our nonprofits during a time where they're fundraising. Has really just flatlined because of COVID-19. They're not able to hold a lot of events that typically would help them. And what we know about nonprofits, their services are needed a lot more than most in our community. And so we've got a competition going on.
We do.
Tomorrow's the deadline.
It is.
And we'll let you kind of explain the competition
sure.
to us.
So what we did, we wanted to give back to the community, of course, during this time of COVID and so many nonprofits taking a hit, as you described. And so... we've had a little contest going now for close to 60 days on our website, PantherHVAC.com. You can go there and go in the top right corner and click vote. And so what we have is three nonprofits that we selected for this campaign. That's Tender Hearts Ministries, Habitat for Humanity, and Miracle Park. And so you just go click on vote, and the one with the most votes will get a check this week for $2,000.
Wow.
Yep. And the one with the second amount of votes gets $1,500, and then the one that gets the least amount of votes still gets
$1,000. Everybody's a winner.
Everybody wins. So
and
we just thought it's a great way.
Yeah. Opportunity.
We just wanted to give back, and
yes.
This is a good way for us to do that. And so I got to tell you, I looked this morning. Number one position is 43% of the votes. Number two right now is at 27.
Ooh.
I think the other is at 30. So, or 30 and 27. I got
okay.
But you can't tell us.
No, I can't. I'm not going to tell you yet.
I tried.
Right?
So, you know, I do just an example of how necessary and how limited funding has been. For example, Habitat for Humanity. You know, what was the blessing for a home to just start the building process happened on the date, which was originally going to be the closing celebration.
Yeah.
And so everything has been postponed, but I just felt so sad for those who have been working so hard, have done everything within their power to, you know, build a house, and yet because of fundraising, it's just a wait. Just have to wait.
It is. And you know, again, just an opportunity to give back to this community is just really important to us. And so we want to do that, and we just want to encourage people today and tomorrow, please get out there and vote. It's a tight competition, and we want people to get out and vote.
Well, it's great when businesses step up to help other businesses, right? I mean, you certainly are doing a lot of business right now,
right,
which is great. But it's also a time to pause and to reflect on others here in our community that are not having maybe great financial success.
It is. We were fortunate through COVID. We never had to stop working. We were, you know, essential, so we kept going. But so many haven't. Folks have been affected, as we know, you know, financially in their workplace. So, just want to be able to do this.
Well, I love the fact that you are not only helping elevate funding for these three nonprofits, but you're also raising awareness for what they provide to our community. None of us were able to get out and support the fundraisers that are part of our traditional spring and summer activities. This is a chance, if you to vote and make a difference.
Right from your computer. Just go to PantherHVC.com and vote.
Wonderful. And of course, Mike said that this is hopefully the first round. Right. Hopefully, you'll like to do another round
in
the future.
We do. We're already talking about what we might do in the fall. So, you know, if you have a nonprofit and you're interested in being involved in the campaign, again, just reach out to us through the website, and we'll be glad to get your name on the list and see if we can do this in the future.
Okay. Wonderful. So give us the website one more time.
PantherHVAC.com.
All right. So go there today and tomorrow. Close the business tomorrow. Three nonprofits are there. All you do is you vote for them. Tenderheart Ministries, Habitat for Humanity, Miracle Park.
Correct.
The one whoever gets the most votes will get $2,000.
Correct.
Next, we'll get $1,500. And in third place, we'll get $1,000. So to Patty's point, everyone's a winner.
Correct.
And Mike, just congrats to what you all are doing there at Panther.
Thank you.
Heating and Cooling, and just for helping these nonprofits, and to Patty's point, shining a bigger spotlight on the message that these nonprofits serve in our community. So
appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Mike. Take care, sir. Okay.